Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. My name is Mike. I'm hanging out with Allie. She's hanging out with Bo. Bo's hanging out with Dylan. We all just kind of talk to each other for a little bit in your car on the way to work. Appreciate you guys so much for hanging out with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 Game and the Odyssey app. We are the Morning Shift. It's time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. A lot of Braves talk today. A lot of Falcons talk today. And also a lot of running talk today. We talked about the Peachtree Road Race. We've been talking about Dylan facing off with the freeze and being in the tools race. I thought it was interesting to bring up, too, and 404-726-0929, if you guys want to weigh in on this. Everybody kind of knows, I think, their best running time. Some people have a mile. Some people have a 40. Maybe some people have 100 in there. Maybe some people it's a 5K. Mm-hmm. But everybody kind of knows their best running time. And I was thinking about this when we were talking about an hour ago. At one point in my life, and I think I was like a freshman in high school, and I still weighed like around 225. And this is going to be breaking news for y'all. I'm not built for running. I know that's crazy to think about. I'm not built for running. I am I'm what they call a very dense person. But I did. I clocked in on one of the stop clocks when I was a freshman in high school at a 4.99, and it was like nice. The greatest thing I've ever done. Like maybe my greatest accomplishment. Now my greatest mile time, I probably never broke like, I don't know, 9 minutes, like 8.5, mm-hmm. like just never was a thing for me. But I think everybody kind of remembers what their best time was. So, and I know that Dylan brought his up yesterday.
My best mile time, 40, my best one, I think I was 5 flat. My best mile time, though, and I was very proud of this because this was a goal I was striving towards as a Ute, I was under 7 minutes. I was just under 7 minutes in ninth grade. Ninth grade, I was in the best shape of my life. After I ran that mile under 7, I actually got a mail in the letter from my high school about being on the cross country team.
Wow.
Of course you did. Yeah.
But I was in marching band.
I was going to say you couldn't leave the band.
Couldn't leave the drum. I was married to the grain.
Couldn't put that clarinet down, could you?
No, try a snare drum.
I ran my best mile when I was mid-20s. Late 20s. Maybe right around 30 because I was running 5Ks in. And I ran a 5K, I want to say in like 21 or something minutes, something like that. And I was like, oh, I'm very proud of that. And I can start drinking beer again.
My mile time in high school was like not applicable because I puked in the middle of it.
Oh,
I mean,
so they were like, you're cheating.
Humiliating. Absolutely humiliating. So now it's like, it's very bizarre to me that running is my exercise of choice. That's what I choose to do.
Yeah.
And I absolutely hated
it. It's funny how that happens though, because I remember running for soccer. And it was always cold when you were conditioning because it's a spring sport in Georgia. And I remember running like cross country trails and just, you know, when your lungs get cold and you're running and you're breathing in, it's just like the worst thing ever. And I was like, I hate running so much. I'm like, I can't believe why I'm playing soccer. And then I did. I ran forever because it made me skinny.
Yeah. I like running. I'm just not good at it. You know, that's the thing is like, for the first 10 minutes of the run, I'm like, oh man, this is so peaceful. And then 15 minutes and I'm like, Yeah, I think my body's shutting down. Like, I don't know what's going on.
I mean,
on
you
here.
Don't have to run for time. Like, I love to run for distance. So I'm not like a fast runner, but it is very serene once you hit that flow state.
Our buddy Marcus Powell on Twitter weighed in. He said, I ran a 4.51 when I was clocked in the 40, but he says he had a 2 mile run in the Army that he was proud of. It was 10 minutes, 48 seconds.
Whoa.
And still a unit record. That's actually insane.
Good for him.
That is actually insane. 10 minutes, 48 on a 2 mile.
I wonder if he's running the Peachtree.
I think even Abe Gordon would admit that that's pretty impressive. So.
Well, Abe would just tell you that all you got to do is,
he didn't run that. Speaking of which, with unit times, hey, Dylan, let's go out to the phone lines. Let's welcome in our buddy Marine Tim from up in Acworth. Marine Tim, what's going on, man? Hope you're having a good morning.
I'm having a great morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
Doing great, man.
Yeah, speaking about running, when I played football in high school, my best 40 time was 4.56. But the Marine Corps, my best 3 mile run, because we ran a 3 mile, not a 2 mile, for our physical fitness test, and my best time ever was 21:35.
Dang, that's amazing,
buddy. That's moving, man. Yeah. It's 5K, right?
I mean, like just basically. You know,
that's awesome, Marine Tim. Appreciate that, man. Thanks for the phone call. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines real quick. Dylan, let's go over to Larry in the truck. Larry, what's going on, man? Hope you're having a good morning.
Having a good morning and headed out here to Fairburn. It's all over the place today. Hope everybody's doing all right.
Doing good.
I did call to get on y'all's case. Stop messing with Dylan about his car, man. I've been in Dylan's car before, and you guys are just being bougie, okay? Stop.
Hey.
Just because they're – and one more thing. If Bo really wants Dylan to get a better car, then he's the boss. He can give him a little raise.
Hold on. It's not about his car. It's about the fact that the man refuses to take care of his belongings. Fix your car.
He's got. Did you see his car pre or post duct tape?
Pre.
Pre or post? Okay. Pre. Okay.
I think I came out to the Braves practice last year. And that's when I saw it.
Yeah, well, after training camp, Larry, Dylan.
Been more.
This is before the side swipe.
It's got electrical tape on the front of it.
I got a 2012 Subaru with 192,000 miles on it.
Yeah. How much duct tape?
I want to talk about the Braves this year. And my best running time was for 1 mile. Was an hour and 15 minutes for 6K. So, that's not horrible. But and then I used to run cross country in junior high school, and I always remember Deanna Chang sharing her drink with me afterwards.
So
that's a good memory, right there.
Anyway,
you guys take care. It's good to talk to you. I'll let you get back to some more.
All right, appreciate it, Larry. Hope you have a good day, buddy.
See, there needs to be no confusion. It has nothing to do with the car, the year of his car.
It's about the interior. The bumper drag in the ground.
My truck's 10 years old. It's got 167,000 miles on it.
Mine's 10 years old, too.
I don't have electrical tape on the front end of it right now. Because when my truck has been hit, I've taken it to the body shop.
I guess if anybody had just tuned in for the first time, we haven't followed that situation. Dylan's just, his bumper's hanging off, man. He's got it taped on. You know what I mean? It's a little bit of a road hazard.
I was at Home Depot over the weekend, and I saw red duct tape, and I was like, maybe I should buy this for Dylan. And I was like, no. He needs to buy his own.
all right, let's go back out to the phone lines. Dylan, let's welcome in Anthony in Covington. Anthony, what's going on, man? Welcome to the morning show.
What's going on, guys? I'm just happy to know that I haven't been suspended for one game after my bar name yesterday, man. I'm super happy about that.
Hey, man, we loved it. We loved it, man.
Yeah. So, all right. So, first and foremost, there will be no Dylan slander tolerated.
Wow.
My man Carl Dukes was on his case yesterday.
Wow.
On his car. Let this man live his life, man. About that. Dylan's got it right. And I know, Mrs. Alley, you can back me up on this, right? If I'm going anywhere, I'm always going to check in with my wife first. I've been married for 12 years. I have not died yet, so I'm doing a good job, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're going to check in with her first. Like, hey, baby, do you want to go? If not, I want to go and check in. Happy wife, happy life. That is the way to go, my man.
Yeah.
But also on top of that, so Drake London at 97 on the top 100. I ain't studying that. Because that man, my bold prediction, he's going to be a top 50 player in the NFL next year. So congratulations to him on cracking the top 100. The Falcons, I don't know how to make a Falcons song. I don't know. I probably sound like a chicken hawk.
But
it's a screech. It's definitely a screech.
But anyways, man,
love you guys. I hope y'all have a wonderful day.
Thanks, man. Same to you. And look, maybe this Dylan topic needs clarifying as well. It's not that I'm not going to check in with my wife.
Exactly.
It's that I'm not going to say no if she can't go.
Exactly. He didn't even check in with Simone. He just said, well, if there's not a ticket for her, not going.
That was an accurate, spot-on Dylan impression.
Dang. So, yeah, I mean, look, man, get off my head and Carl's head and everybody else's. It's hey.
Apparently everyone is nasally in Allie's world.
All right, who else we got on the phone line? Then let's go to Phil over in Noonan. Phil, what's going on, man? Hope you're having a good morning.
Hey, Mike. Roll Tide, buddy.
Roll Tide, buddy.
Back in my day, when we had summer football camp, backs had to run the mile under 6.25 minutes.
Wow.
Whoa.
The linemen had to run it under 7.25. Mm. After we done that, we done 8 220s, and you had to run that under, I want to say 30 seconds.
I know all about that. Like those, we call those curves. Yeah, we call those curves, like candy cane shape on the track, the 220s.
Right. But, that was back in the day. I'm 60 years old now, so there's no way I could do that. But, hey, love the show. Love y'all. While I've been out of work, I listen to y'all every morning. And, by the way,
ding.
When you talk to your wife, I've been married for 32 years.
All right.
You always explain what you're going to do.
Appreciate the phone call, man. And thanks for listening. Obviously, I think that's the first time in the 2+ year history of the show I've ever gotten a Roll Tide on a wake-up call. That might be the first time that's ever happened. Which can be dangerous waters, depending on who's listening and how they're feeling that day. But anyways, man, it is funny, man, because I continue to get people weighing in on the socials, but everybody remembers their best time.
We also, I just spotted Abe Gordon is in the building, so I'm sure he is just waiting to run in here and tell us his best running times and brag on all that and tell us everything we've done wrong.
Mario, but first, the smirk will come.
Yes.
Yeah. Mario on Twitter weighs in and says, 429 mile in high school. 10 flat, 2 mile when he was in the Air Force. Buddy, those are absolutely
insane
numbers.
Good for you,
insane numbers, Mario. Congratulations to yourself for that one.
Did you see Eddie? I don't know if he tweeted y'all. Eddie tweeted me. He's got like a plethora of medals.
Check
from
that out.
He's
got his best times on all of them, too.
Yeah.
25-minute 5K, 56-minute 10K. Yeah, that's a professional right there.
I have a board like that, but I would not put my times up like that because they're not nearly as impressive.
Not that good.
Not as good as that.
That's good stuff. Appreciate everybody for listening in, man, and participating in the wake up call.
Yeah, keep bragging on your running times. It's fascinating to us. You can get it. Tweet us on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift is where you can tack on to that conversation. Coming up, we're talking about the toughest places that the Falcons are going to play this season. We're going to get back into that conversation next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Allie Mack, and Dylan. Now, we have been having fun going over the toughest places that the Falcons will have to play this season. Look, I haven't been to most of these, so my opinion would be on what I see on TV. But you guys, Mike, Bo, different story here. Mike, you've played on some of these fields with the Falcons, dealing with the opposing fans. Bo, you've been with the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, traveling to these stadiums for years, seeing it all IRL, as the kids say in real life. So no duo can nail this category better than these two.
And nice lingo, Allie.
Thank you. I'm cool.
That was a very hip term.
Thank you. So earlier you guys were saying Minnesota looks pretty tough, and then also the Superdome down in New Orleans. What other stadiums or opponents are you kind of looking at thinking this might be a tough one?
Well, I think Bo alluded to it as we were kind of closing out last time we talked about this, the travel and the primetime. San Fran's one of those places and I'd never played there, so Bo would have to answer this. It doesn't seem to me like a tough place to play during the day, but when it goes to night, it just seems like that place kind of comes alive, and you add in the fact that you're traveling across the country, and you add in the fact that that's probably going to be a pretty good football team. That one's kind of climbs the list in that aspect.
I'm going to say something, and I'm praying that you know exactly what I mean, but it is one of those stadiums that feels so separated from the crowd, from the field, and big that it doesn't have the effect that I think it could. Does that you?
Yes, I can't think of one off the top of my head that's like that, but I feel the complete opposite about Detroit.
It's like on top.
Detroit
you're
is
on top
of you.
It
feels like the people in Detroit are sitting on walls.
Yeah,
like it's just straight up.
It feels like you're so far away. Now I'm away anyways where I sit because I'm up, but. Also, it's really cool. If you look to your left from where I sit at in Levi's Stadium, you can see the mountains over there. And
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. But it just feels like you're a little bit – the field is – there's a distance between the stands and the actual field. And to your point with Detroit, you're right on top of you. I think New Orleans is that way too. You're right on top of it. One side anyways. The other side feels far away. But – you're right. I think anywhere at night is hard. Anywhere in an NFL stadium where you play a primetime night game, the crowd is going to be louder. There's something special about primetime games, and the team you're playing normally gets up more for it.
Yeah.
They're more ready for it. So I think that makes it automatically harder. I'd say a place where at time, in some ways right on top of you is Gillette Stadium too.
Yeah, I've never been there.
Played there. I've been there. I've never played there, but
breaking news.
I've
Bo toting the pill.
I'd be like, I'd be sitting down on one knee waiting for the snap to spot the kick and spin the laces, play stick holder. It's that end zone's right on top of you and Gillette. And the one time we were there was right after the Super Bowl. It was the next year. We rolled in there on a Sunday night, and it was that foggy game.
Yeah.
Where it just felt like there was a fog over the entire in the field for a while. That's the game where Sark, who Steve Paul Feinbaum recently called the greatest play call he's ever seen, called the jet sweep on like fourth and one from the one, and then also your offense was a little off that game, and Julio makes the catch where he snags out of the DB's hands. But that place is kind of tough too. I would say though, I don't believe it to be the same with no Tom Brady, no Bill Belichick, and being a day game.
Yeah. But you know what's interesting, too, is if you go down the list and you look at the teams that you are playing at home, it had that been flipped. Like, if you're going to Seattle, very, very tough. If you're going to Washington, I think that's a tough place to play. There was one more on this list where I was like, man, that can be really tough if you had flipped some of these games around and had actually had some of those games come into home. But instead, Buffalo. Yeah, there you go. Buffalo is going to be a home game. Like, incredibly tough place to play. And I'm glad you bring up the parameters of the stadium, because it can tend to feel like, and for the most part it is, the parameters of the actual field in the NFL are pretty similar. Like, they all kind of follow the same pattern. The flat end zone walls, and then the kind of boomerang U-shaped when it comes to the actual field. It's not like that in, like, college. Like, when you go visit a college stadium, sometimes they are right on top of you. I mean, you have to correct me if I'm wrong. I think the Swamp might be either the Swamp or Neyland Stadium when I was playing there. Like, I mean, those fans literally, if they wanted to, could spit on you from where they're sitting. You don't have that so much in the NFL. I do remember Philadelphia feeling like the fans were right on top of you.
Philadelphia does feel that way.
Oh, that place feels very, very tight. Well, but it is interesting, too, because it's most of the time it is just a feeling. And a lot of the parameters are very similar.
Where's the toughest? I don't want to assume, but I have a feeling of the answer you're going to give me. But where's the toughest place you played in college? I could take a guess, but I don't want to, like, put words in your mouth.
It would be Baton Rouge.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And that has everything to do with the situation. When I was in college, we were the number one team, and it was Saban's first return trip to Baton Rouge as the Alabama head coach. And with us being number one in the country, 3:30 CBS primetime game, went to overtime, like all the possibilities.
That was 2008, wasn't it?
2008, yeah.
Yeah, because
that was crazy.
How crazy was it playing in that 07 game when they came to Tuscaloosa?
Yeah, they won the Natty that year.
Yeah.
And we were ahead by two tuds in the fourth and ended up losing that game. I think Jacob Hester scored a touchdown. That's a crazy one as well. Game day atmosphere. And honestly, Florida was really good. We played in Florida in 06 when they were really good.
They were the throwback unis that game, remember?
I kind of do.
The 100-year anniversary. Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. They, 100-year anniversary of the White Helmets. And that, I believe Tebow maybe scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
We lost by 15.
Pretty positive, because that was coming off the 05 game where Tyron pro throw.
Yeah. Where he got hurt.
He got hurt, and that was Urban Meyer's, like, welcome to the SEC moment.
Yeah,
see, I'm sorry. I know we've gotten off on an SEC tangent. So what would you say is the toughest place you played in the NFL then?
In the NFL, I mean, New Orleans obviously is one of those places that no matter when you go with the Falcons, and you go every single year. In the college, obviously, I mean, I went to the Swamp one time. I went to Baton Rouge twice, in a span of 5 years. I was with the Falcons for 5 years. You play those division games every single year, home and away, and so you go to New Orleans every year. It's obviously a tough place to play. Philadelphia was up there, but at the time, Philly wasn't great. I remember us playing in Seattle at the time. They weren't great. I do remember Cleveland being a tough place to play, and they were not great at the time. I think that was Eric Mangini's tenure up there, either his first or second year in 2010 when he was with the Browns. I don't know. I'm trying to think. Cincinnati was decently tough, but Philly was different. Just in terms of the aggression and the crowd. It's not like I could hear every word they said, but they sounded angry. What I mean?
They
sounded mad.
They're very angry.
Yeah, and then obviously New Orleans always going to hold that kind of place. Tampa was never – like, I don't think we ever went to Tampa. We're like, oh, God, worried about the crowd noise.
It's
Carolina, depending on how good they were.
Tampa's Florida. So,
I was going to say, it's kind of a sleepy feel.
Yeah, and so you play 1 o'clock there. It is sleepy, and then the cannons fire those cannons, yeah. And I would say there's not a more satisfying place for me to be than New Orleans in a win.
Well, and to build off that, to flip it real quick, what other places are you just not worried about that the Falcons will be visiting this season?
And I hate saying this, and I hate putting it this way, because it doesn't mean that I think they're just going to walk in there and win.
Right.
But where I think that the actual location of the game is not really a factor, I'd have to go with Charlotte. Like, I don't – like, I'm not like, oh, man, they got to go play at Carolina. It's like, well, if Carolina's good, yeah, that's a tough place to play. But – It's not gonna my thoughts on that being an away game are not gonna change based on the home crowd. Like, it never will.
It's also their home opener, and it's in September.
Yeah.
So the last few years, I feel like we've played in wet, cold weather there, and I think it has affected the game. I would tell you Arizona, and I think we've lost the last two times I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
But
brutal losses.
They can be loud. But you're going to play there in December, so you don't know where they'll be. But they can be loud, and Kyler Murray can be a threat. But I don't fear Kyler Murray in the pocket. I don't fear going into a domed stadium in December in the desert. I just don't. Like, in fact, it'll be like probably it's cold. Let's go to Arizona.
Well, and I'm curious to get your thought on this, because I've been to New York to play the Giants, but never to play the Jets. I'm not sure what the difference is between those two fan bases in that stadium. But obviously you've been there and have been a part of that experience. I'm curious to see what we'll get from the Jets as a team this year, and also what that situation will be like visiting there for the Falcons.
I've been there numerous times in that stadium.
Yeah.
I've been there for both games, Jets and Giants, preseason and regular. The only thing that I worry about is this, the Thanksgiving weekend. And it could be wet and cold. And I remember playing there. I think it was 17. It was, it rained, just downpoured the entire game. And it was chilly. And Matt makes an amazing throw on the back line to Mohamed Sanu. And, Sanu just freaking snags it out of the air. You win the game. There were issues with the snap in that game, if I'm not mistaken, because it was raining so heavy. And it's just... The Jets have good fans. They are a crappy team. They are a crappy organization, but they always have really loyal fans.
I'm curious to get your thought on this, because you have been to every single stadium. What's your favorite place to visit? Good or bad football team, regardless of what the fans are like and what the actual team is like.
The town or just the stadium?
Your favorite stadium to visit.
Oh, I don't know. I love Nashville. I love Seattle. Seattle is a cool stadium.
Yeah, my favorite. Well, it's funny because I got hurt in this game, but my favorite place to visit was Detroit. We went there a couple times. I loved playing in that place.
I hate that place.
It felt like it felt like we were there when Calvin Johnson got the record, but it feels like you're playing in like a warehouse. I also liked Indianapolis for that reason too, so maybe that's just my style.
Indy can be loud. If we were playing in Indy,
yeah,
it would have been on my list because I think that's a tough place to play at times. Detroit is really, when Detroit's good, that's a tough place to play. You know the teams that play well. I do enjoy Seattle. I've always enjoyed...
Definitely a cool place to visit.
You know, I hate everything about Philadelphia, but it's a really fun place to do a game because of the crowd. And it's a tough place. And it's another one that is very fulfilling when you win. Like, because we have to walk across the field, and there's nothing like there's nothing cooler than that. Was it a Monday night game that we just beat them? And I'm like walking across the field, and their fans are just irate, and they're not leaving. And you're like celebrating with some of our coaches that we know and everything that we just beat them at home on a Monday night.
I ain't leaving.
Well, it'll be interesting to match up this conversation with how the season goes for the Falcons this year. And coming up next, Jerkson Profar makes his return tonight. We're going to talk about that. And we've got a life of squid.
I'm so broken in golf that I might have broke my golf coach.
Yikes.
Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and...
The Odyssey app. Sports.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. You've got Mike here, Bo here. Allie Mack and Dylan behind the glass this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
We got to talk about the tweet you just put out. So you've done the Honolulu Marathon.
Twice. Yeah.
And that's intense.
It was like, unbelievable.
That's a whole ocean away.
Yeah.
That you went over there and ran. Was it hilly to run the marathon?
Oh my gosh, it was hilly.
I just can't think of a worse place for to have a marathon location.
No.
A hilly, hot, humid place like that.
It's unbelievable, though, the experience. Like, they start the entire marathon. I'm going to nerd out for a second. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
They start the entire marathon with a fireworks show at 5 a.m. So it's first of all, it just sets the mood.
I'm sure the people with babies around there. Sure, they love that.
But I mean, it is very hot. As soon as the sun comes up, there's a heartbreak hill there as well. Like, every race has one of those. But they know what they're doing. The last 3 miles are downhill. And they fill it. So, I mean, you're just feeling unbelievable as you're running down those hills. They fill it with entertainment. They've got tribal drummers and different things. And the whole race has the Aloha Spirit, is what they call it. So there's no time. You take your time. The longest time.
Whoa. But you, of course, you kept track of it on your watch.
No. They track you, but there's no cutoff time. They're not going to say, hey, it's been 8 hours. Sure. Get off the course.
Right, okay.
No.
Now finishing the race, Bo Morgan, 2 days, 6 hours, and 7 minutes.
Yeah, I'm moonwalking that thing.
Well, funny enough, I had an Uber driver the next day told me he took people off the course to go have lunch and brought them back.
Yes.
To the course.
Okay, that's my stats. That's what I'm talking about.
Unbelievable.
This might be a dumb question, Allie, but. Yeah. Did you have to run in the sand at all for this race?
That's not a dumb question. No. Okay. I didn't. They didn't put it on the sand at all. But it is right next to the beach.
I was going to say, and that's where they do the Ironman. They do in Hawaii, they do the big Ironman every year.
Yeah.
The Ironman triathlon. And I know they do them all over the place, but that's like the main Ironman, which is just insane to think about trying to do one of those.
Would you do an Ironman?
It's in my brain. I promise you,
it's in my brain.
It's in my brain.
What an answer!
Because the swimming part is what would eliminate me.
The swimming part is nerve wracking. So I don't know.
I used to train with a girl that she was actually the one of the people that that got me more into doing like CrossFit style workouts, not CrossFit per se, but like that style. And that was when I probably got in the best shape of my life. And she did Ironmans, and I don't think I've ever trained with anyone more intense than her.
I have a buddy of mine I went to college with who's a musician of sorts, and he hasn't quite hit it. He's had a couple of songs out. He lives in Nashville. His name's Ryan Kinder. He does Ironmans now and does them all the time. It's like his big thing. It's just watching him train and go. I think he put out a docuseries or something on YouTube. It's insane watching those people go in for that.
And you know what's so funny is when I ran my first marathon, the day after, I was like almost depressed because, and they call it the marathon blues or like Ironman blues because your purpose is gone.
Yeah. So it's almost like a Sunday scaries.
It's Sunday scaries, but also like, what am I going to do now? Like, I don't have anything set I have to do today. So if he's training all the time, like, I can't imagine what that fall off is for him.
That's a good point.
It's crazy. But yes, and the day after the Honolulu Marathon, that was when Grant proposed in Hawaii. So it's a very special memory for me.
Look at her face light up. Good for you, Grant.
Don't be working romance in this show, all right? That's not what we do.
Listen, when you bring up the Honolulu Marathon, that's what I have to talk about because it was just like unbelievable.
Yeah. Good for you.
Other thing we unfortunately have to talk about.
Hold on a second. Let's not talk about it yet. What does Grant do while you're running like 10-hour races or 5 hours or whatever? Does he like go grab a cold beer or does he just look up Brave stats?
Well, the Braves traded Sean Murphy that day, so I mean, he had things to do, but he did the 10K. So, and all the races started the exact same time. So we started with show together, and then, you know, as soon as
then
race
he
started,
finished by himself.
But then he went back to the hotel, got a shower, you know, had food and stuff ready for me when I finished, and then, you know, helped me hobble back.
My wife ran a half marathon in Gulf Shores, and I went and got a patty melt and waved at her through the window. I was like, hey.
And let me tell you something. That is the difference.
Like, good job. Nice work, babe.
That's the difference in relationships.
Well, and the one I've heard that you absolutely have to do if you have like a spouse that's maybe not as much into running is Vegas because they started at night.
Okay.
So you get to run down the strip. Yeah, they close that down, so you get to run down the strip, but then you go gamble while they're
Let me tell you something. By the time you got down, I'm like, hi, how'd you run the race? Did you win?
Great job.
Did you win your race?
How'd it go? Did you get a banana?
I won. Oh, I lost money. My bad.
I'm down 500. Help.
Can we take your winnings?
So we do have to get to it. The Braves last night, they lost 4-0 to the Angels. Again, I'm going to stress not Grant Holmes' fault, just a frustrating night. He only allowed 3 hits, recorded 10 strikeouts in 6 innings. Michael Harris did get a hit after a few days off, couldn't bring him home. And tonight, Jurickson Profar will return. Yeah. We couldn't need him back more.
Speaking of I'm down 500, please help me. Jurickson Profar fits into that combination as well.
Yeah.
Just like I would be yelling if I was gambling on Vegas. No, they have to have something from him. And in a big way. And I know he's done well in AAA so far and kind of building back up to the return from the suspension. But, I mean, I can't tell you how deflated I will feel if he comes back and goes 0-4 tonight and they get shut out again. Like,
I just need good at-bats.
Yeah.
I need good at-bats. Just give me some good at-bats.
And you know what's crazy is I need good at-bats from Ronnie tonight.
Yeah.
I know we've talked so much, and you can only ask so much of the guy. But, man, this – I'm going to call it a mini slump at this point because it's, what, a week old maybe? It cannot be prolonged.
11 strikeouts in his last 6 games. Yeah. His last 6 games, he's 3-for-19, but cannot 11 strikeouts.
Cannot afford to have that last another week or two. I need him to start having some good at-bats and seeing things the right way and pulling out of it because you talked about it earlier and how it's, you know, maybe paralysis by analysis, maybe you're overanalyzing things. I feel like it was almost like when he came back from the injury, he was like, man, I haven't been around this. Like, I'm, you know, he can hit the ground running. And after being exposed to this team for a couple of months, he's all of a sudden fallen into some of the same bad habits the rest of the team has. It's been frustrating to watch for sure.
Well, yeah, it has.
You said, you know, you'll be disappointed if nothing happens with Jurickson Profar back in the lineup tonight. But I'm just going to say, will you be shocked, though, because we've seen this story. Like Spencer Strider's back, you know? Ronald Acuña's back.
Yeah.
And now Jerks and Profar's back.
Well, I try to treat all of them differently. When Spencer Strider came back, he came, you know, he built up to make a season debut, and then he had the injury, and then but he didn't have any rehab starts. And I was like, you know what? He's going to need a couple starts to get him back under. Jerks and Profar was never an injury issue.
Right.
You know what I mean? And he's been hitting for the last 2 weeks down at the AAA level, and he's been doing well. So, yeah, if you're going to take 80 games off because you got suspended for PED use, I'm going to say you probably need to hit the ground running. Like, I'm not going to give you any extended leash in terms of my expectations for him coming to the plate tonight. But he will be a welcome sight, that's for sure.
Well, you're talking about as a fan. I mean, because I think he's got a – with the other options, management's got a leash, a pretty long leash right now for him. Because it's not like you're – you know, you don't know what Michael Harris is going to be or if you have to sit him more, you know, Verdugo – I saw him in the lineup yesterday, and I was like, and I really enjoyed when he first came, but it didn't. I just looked, and I was like, I just don't know. Yeah. I mean, I need to see Profar to have good at bats. That's the one thing is like this team just has at times some of the worst at bats, and for a while their approaches looked really good, and then they just ugh. So it. I can't wait
for Woosa.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Didier Fuentes, just give me anything, man. Yep. Baron Burton's W sauce. That music was kind of loud in my ear, Dylan. I was like, man, AC/DC is blaring today. Friends at the W sauce and the friends at New Realm Brewing the Allen Lager. So I need one. I think I made this golf coach that I've been seeing. So I got one, my buddy Derek that I go see all the time for my swing. I haven't seen him in a while since like early this year, but I got a lesson package at a place. I don't want to, you know, I don't want this to come off as it's anything's bad because this is not a reflection on this place or the coach. But I've seen this guy once and he gave me some really good stuff. So I went back to get the second of the lesson pack that I was given as a gift. And we're working, and he's got a really good system where they can show you your video and everything. And so we pinpoint it, and we're working to do some drills, and then we go back to a regular swing, and then he's like, you know what is happening? And I go, yeah, I know exactly. What I've started doing is in golf swing, you know, you go back and there was one thing he corrected first, and I started correcting it. And he's like, okay, that's perfect. You're good there. But there's one main issue.
Something simple, like you're wrapping the club. Or...
Well, when you start your downswing, you're like dropping it in the slot. You've heard that?
Yeah. Keep the elbow
Sergio
locked.
Garcia thing, yeah. Well, instead of dropping it, everything he's like, when you're back, as you're ready to start your downswing, everything in your swing is good. Because it looks great. And he has me up next to Tommy Fleetwood, his back swing, and he goes, everything's right. What do you notice about his downswing and yours? And I'm like, a lot, but I am coming over the top. I'm not dropping it in the slot. I'm coming over the top.
Okay.
And it's because I've become right hand dominant in my swing. And in your golf swing, if you're a righty, your left hand needs to come through. So we go through everything, and I mean, it's a 45-minute lesson. We're an hour in.
Wow.
And
give that man a good tip.
He's like, I don't know what to tell you. I can tell you're a good enough athlete to fix a swing.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you fix it? Why can't – he's like, I don't know what we need to do to make you fix it. And I'm like, it's mental. And he's like, I can tell.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to get through to you right now.
Wow.
But he did. He helped me a lot. Like we did a whole drill where he's like, if you can do this in an expanded level, you're in.
Is there a chance he just said that to draw an end to the lesson because y'all were overtime?
No.
Is there a chance he was like, I got to get out of here somehow? Look, man, I ain't got nothing for you.
No, I don't think so because I could see visible frustration in his face. I might have broke my golf coach.
He's like, this guy just keeps swinging.
I might have to go back to my buddy Darren and be like, I'm just going to start playing again. These lessons are up. And, but he's visibly like.
He was shaking.
Yeah. I think he said he was going to lunch.
It's not a great promo for him as a coach. It's like,
that's why I wouldn't drive things. I don't, because he's really good. I've heard nothing. I've heard a lot of people talk about this guy. I might have driven him to drinking at lunch.
Hopefully it's
he might have sounded like my impression of like a marathon in Vegas, like having his next lesson. I mean, I felt bad when I left the list.
Well, like a lot of the Braves players, maybe you're watching too much film and worrying about it too much.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
Is he was like, we were talking about the mental, and I said, look, do you watch the Braves? He goes, yeah, of course. And I was like, right now, I am Michael Harris.
Oh, that's not a good place.
I don't know what to do. My approach is bad. I swing at balls out of the zone. Like, I just don't know anymore.
The only thing is, you're not under contract with your golf game until 2030. So let's see how that pans out.
No, I'm not.
That's a good point. Well, we officially, as the morning shift, are clocking out for Mike, Bo, Dylan, myself, Allie Mack. Thank you for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to...
don't play golf with me and stay cool, Atlanta.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.